The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. I think
the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
Eddie.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. Ah.
am the cousin sub of the day. I am the cousin sub of the day. If you are watching on YouTube, you will see us, 1017 The Truth. You'll see that I am the cousin sub of the day, holding it down for the Tory Lowe Show. Tory Lowe will be checking in once per hour. Of course, he is up on assignment at the NFL draft up in Green Bay. And, of course, we worker bees, we subs have to make sure that we're here so he can get all of the action and the smoke up in Green Bay at the NFL draft. So that's a big deal. You know, when is it ever going to come to Wisconsin or Green Bay again? So we have to take advantage of those opportunities. So I am the legendary Homer Blow, the cousin sub of the day. I'm just saying, you don't see me holding up the sub because I am the sub. You know what I'm saying? It's just that I'm double portion. That's all I'm just saying. Club me. I'm just saying double portion. And I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what to hold off of the sub, but everything else about the cousin sub is great. Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Homer Blow. And for Brother Tory Lowe, who is on assignment at the NFL draft in Green Bay, but he'll be checking in at about 1:30. And hopefully everybody has been doing great. Hopefully everybody has been doing great. It is a lot of things that are happening in the city and in the news nationally as well. But, you know, there's some things going on, of course, in our city. And if I had more time, I really wanted to try to read the teen serial rapist criminal complaint. But it's 9 pages long, so you know, time and the making sure that we take care of our bills won't allow me to get it all in on today. But I definitely wanted to talk about it because this teen, he's 17 now. You know, he just recently had a birthday. He just recently had a birthday, like April 7th, I believe it is. But this boy has been accused and charged with rape since he was like 12 and 13. That's why he was on an electric monitor bracelet. He was on a bracelet because he had raped 2 people in 2020, like 4th degree sexual assault. Then in 2021, he ended up 1st degree sexual assault of an elderly woman. And I mean, that's not even fast forwarding to the charge from 2024 in December, where he raped the 54-year-old woman and in an elevator and penetrated her from the just because I'm not going to, you know, take how far, you know, I'll be able to go with it. But, you know, in both orifices, I'll say that. And then told her, like, you know, be quiet. You know you from Milwaukee. You know you in Milwaukee, right? I kill you. You know, so it's a whole sugar honey iced tea show. I'm just saying. So, but yeah, and it's a lot to unpack. But I will go and talk about some of the other things that I wanted to talk about before we have to get ready to take care of our first set of bills. Again, hopefully everybody is doing great. Make sure you log on to the YouTube channel, 1017 The Truth. Also, you can check out our X 1017 The Truth. And, of course, the talk text line 833. You can always hit us up. You can always hit us up on the talk text line at 833-212-1017 whenever you'd like to join in the conversation. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. I see you on YouTube. Venus Jones, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Sister Lorena Star Marie, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Mao the Elephant, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Yes, I am the sub of the day. So you're going to see me hold this up and be like, I'm the sub of the day. Filling in for Brother Tory Lowe on the Tory Lowe Show, but you'll hear from him once an hour. We'll hear from him at about 1:30, and we'll hear from him at 2:30 and 3:30 here on his show, the Tory Lowe Show. One of the other things that I want to discuss that I think, you know, we'll have time in between the breaks and all of that to get your thoughts, comments, and opinions. I don't know if people have seen, but there has been a uptick in teen homelessness rates. So there are a lot of teens that, and this is just from keeping record with NPS, that are homeless, and the rates are continuing to grow higher. And so what I want to challenge you with is, why do you think the teen homelessness rates are continuing to grow higher? Why do you think teen homelessness rates are continuing to grow higher? And I got my thoughts. I got my opinions, and I'm going to share them, but I want to hear from y'all. I want to hear what y'all thoughts are. And intertwining with that, so I'm going to kind of give away some of my thoughts of, you know, why, with another question that kind of goes twofold with the question, why do you think teen homelessness rates are continuing to grow higher? And a sub question of that is, how would you deal with your out of control teenager? How would you deal with your out of control teenager? Because in some of those situations where we're talking about the homelessness rates are continuing to grow higher for teens, some people I just think may not put up with it. Like, I ain't putting that up. I ain't dealing with that. I am not dealing with that. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts. And so, hey, I know one thing. If it was me, yeah, I'm not going to let you spoil the whole bunch. Just ain't going to happen. But we got to get ready to take care of our first set of bills. So again, I want to hear from you about the topic of the teen homelessness rates growing. And what do you think the reason is, and how would you deal with your out of control teen? Again, you can hit us up at the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth. We'll have more conversation on the other side. I am the Cousin Sub of the Day, holding it down for Brother Tory Lowe on The Truth, 101.7 FM. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tune in to The Truth this Saturday at 11 a.m. for another episode of More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Carrie Noni Juice will be joined by Sarah Noble, principal partner at B Noble Group, and Chandra Lewis, founder and CEO of Reimagining Full Spectrum Doula Services, and Tamara Thompson, multidisciplinary doula and reproductive justice advocate with Maroon Calabash. They will be discussing healing legacies and Black maternal health. Again, that is More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am the legendary Home of Blow, your Cousin Sup of the Day. Of course, I am holding it down for Tory Lowe. We'll be hearing from him shortly. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio and the Avenue here in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. And of course, right now I am trying to find out, what are your thoughts on? Oh, I gotta say, brother, see, I how dare me? I feel crazy, brother Z. What's going on with you, family? How you doing?
What's up? I'm chilling. I'm hanging in there. I had a long night.
Okay. All right. All right. Have you told the people about your phobia when you come into the studio sometimes now?
Oh, no.
Okay. No. All right. Well, we'll keep it on.
I'm not ready to reveal.
Okay.
That
okay.
Yet.
All right. I got you.
Don't look at him.
Pango!
Why you look at him like that?
Right. Well, I'm saying he's here in the studio with me. So, you know, I know they can't see him right now, but he's here in the studio. It. Is here in the studio. Are you afraid of clowns? Afraid of clowns?
Say it one more time.
Are you afraid of clowns?
100%.
That's why you're afraid of Bango. It's okay, bro. We will work it out. We will
like, why, it. Like, why put him right behind the door right there? Because you walk in and it's just right there in front of your face.
Because boom. He's there to greet you.
I'll do it from a distance.
Welcome to the playoffs. Y'all see Bango if you're watching the YouTube channel. He has a little phobia about Bango. It's like, why
it's,
is he
it's
there?
Not Bango as a whole. It's just Bango being behind the door like that in the corner.
So if he was in the corner on the court, would you still have that? Like, why are you standing right there on the side of the court?
That's different because he's out in the open.
He's in the open in here.
He is behind. He's behind this door. Look.
Okay. See, so... Okay, that was live reaction. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Okay, we got it. We understand. You know what? I'm not going to. At least you didn't get a Brazilian.
Look it. No. Now we can agree on something.
Okay, all right. But again, what we are talking about right now before we end up having to go to our next break, two of the questions that I have, it's a question and it's like a sub-question. Why do you think the teen homelessness rates are continuing to grow higher here in Wisconsin, more importantly here in Milwaukee? And also, how would you deal with your out-of-control teenager? I know some people have some model teenagers. They are doing great things. They are making some mistakes, but overall, they're great kids. They're great teens. But if you have one that is extremely just out of control, how would you deal with that teenage son or daughter? And do you think that could also be, you know, adding to the teen homelessness rates that are rising here in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee? Do you think that could have an effect on it? Because I know that I'm not going to put up with that. I'm not going to allow a teen to ruin the peace and harmony because they just don't want to listen. And I would have to keep going downtown because they done something else criminal. And then they continue to do things criminal. And then they talk crazy to you as the parent or guardian. And it's like, look, what we not going to be able to do. You feel what I'm saying? What we not going to be able to do is that we're not going to be able to do that. So that is one of the things that I want to know, you know, people's thoughts on and how do you feel about that? The lines are open at 833-212-1017. Give me your thoughts. Theo Jenkins, Jack of all trades, said these teens hard headed and don't want to listen. And a lot of them, not all of them, but A lot of them are. Mile the Elephant said, my little ones know better. And even if that was to happen, I have my ways. What are those ways? Because some people probably need your advice on that. They probably need to hear. And that's how we get to like solutions. We find out how different people feel about a situation, and if we didn't know how to deal with it, we can hear something that somebody else may say. Mal the Elephant also said, spare a rod, spoil a child. Yep, you hear that. So right now we're going to go to the Truth Talk text line, of course. We've got James on the line. James from Milwaukee, you are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts as it relates to the two questions? Why do you think the teen homelessness rates are continuing to grow here in the city? It's growing higher. And how would you deal with your out-of-control teenager?
Well, one of the reasons I think it might be high is that they're running away from discipline. And sometimes, I guess, depending on who their peers are they're hanging around with, a lot of times I think they're influenced by other peers about, well, you'd have to put up with that when you're grown. You can get out. And I think once they get out and find out that they're homeless or really can't make it, I think pride might take a part in that now. With too much pride to go back home like the prodigal son did, if you think about in the Bible. You know, I think that they get caught up in that. It's like, well, I'm grown now. I don't have to put up with that. And they get fooled when they get out here by being influenced by other people and not realizing how good they really had it when they were at home. And I'm part of Fires Howard.
Go ahead. I was going to say, and to the part, how do you deal or how would you deal with a out of control teenager? So I'm not talking about one that makes some mistakes and, you know, you correct them and y'all good. This teenager wants to just continue to buck against the machine, so to speak, and don't want to listen to the rules and the regulations that are in your household or in the home. And they just still want to talk crazy to you. They want to fight you, all of that. How would you deal with that type of out of control teenager?
So I'll tell you something funny. I'm actually dealing with that right now, but it's not a child of mine because my children are good. It's my grandson. And my daughter's going to do a whole lot of stuff with him because the guy has stolen, man. I mean, I can spend a whole show telling you about this kid. Mm-hmm. And he just doesn't want to do right for whatever the reason is. And her hands are tied because she has a younger child who is 5 years old, but then she's also a social worker. And she said, well, Daddy, if I do what I really want to do and then social services get involved, there goes my life and my career, which I went to college for and stuff like that, you know. So her thing is that the bottom line, she finds herself knocking on the side of his head a lot of doggone times and everything until he gets 18. So he'll be 17 this year, and about this time next year, he'll be 18.
Okay.
You know, I guess she had to grin and bear it right now, but like you and I, you know, like I had my son when I was raising him, and he kind of got out of line a little bit too, but I said, I'm going to tell you like this here, if you ever want to call the police, you better call them because you're ready for them to take you wherever you're going. Because you call them on me, when I get through and I get back out, it's going to be on again. You might as well tell them to meet me back there again because it's on again.
I love it, James. Thank you very much for your call. We got to get ready to take care of some more bills. I appreciate it. Carlos M., great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. See you on the YouTube page. We got to take care of some bills. We're talking about what do you think is the reason for the teen homelessness rates that are continuing to grow higher here in the city, and how would you deal with your out-of-control teenager? So if you want to give your thoughts and opinions, you can hit us up on the True Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth. While you're there, make sure you hit the like button. We'll have more conversation on the other side on the Tory Lowe Show. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, your cousin's sub of the day. I'll be black.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I'm standing in the graveyard, so many dead. When them cats get to popping, they aiming for your head. Hollering when I come through. Better break bread every time I watch the news. Another brother dead, hungry out here in the streets. I became a beast, high unemployment rates, and we gotta eat.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Homer Blow in studio. Powerful,
yes,
Tory Lowe broadcasting live from Green Bay. NFL draft. They got me working, Homer Blow.
Yes, sir. But it's a historical moment.
Of course. And I appreciate you for being the cousin sub of the day.
I am the cousin sub of the day. They going to learn today.
Hey, that's powerful. That's powerful.
Yes, sir. How's it going up there, bro?
Oh, no. We working. We was just in the room with Adam Scheffner talking about the draft, mainly Green Bay, the wide receiver core now with Matthew Golden, and what do we look forward to in the second round. So it was powerful. We definitely having some great conversations, and we can't wait till the second round start.
What time does that kick off?
All right, I guess around 6. I think it starts like later in the evening, around 6. But right now you just got a bunch of fans. I've been getting video of a bunch of people that came from all over talking about the draft. They're excited about their picks. And it's a beautiful experience. So once again, this is a once in a lifetime. Probably by the next time the NFL draft roll around Green Bay, we'll probably be in a nursing home or gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with that. But so I mean, with you being able to be in a commentator booth with the Green Bay Packers when the season is going on, what is the difference in that feeling that you have now with the draft? Because they say it's double the population that is there for this NFL draft.
Oh, it's wild. It is wild. I mean, the energy is different. You got everybody from every team in town. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing a bunch of people, a bunch of celebrities, a bunch of high-profile broadcasters, a bunch of agents, you know, everybody kind of walking around. Green Bay is where it's at right now when it comes to the NFL. So it's just amazing to see, especially GKB, the company that we work for, in the midst of this, all of the teammates from GKB, ESPN 94.5, 620 WTMJ, and The Truth coming together for this great event. And it's just a blessing to be in the midst. One of those things that you could say, man, this happened. We were able to take part in it. And then, you know, hopefully the people that are drafted all have success. But I'm telling you, they rolled up bling. It's blinged out up here. Hey, I almost got blinded a few times. Hey, trying to tell you.
Well, you got your belt, so you get what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm doing some blinding back.
There you go.
I'm blinding back. Hey, I got to let them know.
Yeah, man.
You know, we right here. You know, I say this. It's an amazing time. A lot of the families of these athletes were up here yesterday. But, you know, this is the second round. And Shedeur Sanders is the hot topic right now because predicted to highly to go in the first round.
Right.
And now he fell to the second round. So it's just one of those things we're here to watch. Who will Green Bay pick? Would it be a defensive player to help out with the defensive front? Would it be a cornerback? Because Jair Alexander is, you know, is not going to be a Packer. So it's just a lot of things swirling right now in Green Bay. So I'm here for it. It's powerful. The Truth is here for it. And I'm going to tell you this. I appreciate you because you came through for your boy, you know, while I'm out here out in Green Bay. And I got the legend, Homer Blow,
man, you
in
know,
the studio. That's what I'm talking about.
You know I got you, bro. You know
it's
I got
powerful.
You, man. You know, that's what teammates are for. But, you know, even deeper than that, we're friends. You feel what I'm saying? So,
of course. Before all of this.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Okay.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't understand, you know. Me and Homer Blow, you know, we go back like a spinal cord in car seats. You know what I mean?
Bruh. Yeah, I was like, spinal cord? I ain't heard that one, you know. Yeah, both flats in the top, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, man, absolutely, man. And I'm excited, man, that you are able to get that experience, bruh. Because, again, like I say, for a lot of people, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Right.
You know, I know people that follow the draft. Wherever it goes, they go. But, you know, for a lot of people, this is that moment. This is that moment. So just to get some videos, just to talk to people from all over the world. So we're talking about people that come from all over the country, but it's people from all over the world that are out there as well.
And I'll tell you this, you know, we out at Tundra Trio, and it's a lot of partners that are here, a lot of good networking going on, and just a good time. And I'll tell you this, when I came in, when I first got up here, it was a chef that was cooking some kind of pancakes I never had in my life. You know, he chefed the pancakes, and it was tasting powerful.
Right,
I said,
right,
whoa.
Right.
So this what it is.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
This what they doing up here.
This said life.
So, right. So it was gourmet. I had never had nothing like it.
Did you have to pay for it?
No, it's
and that makes
it's,
it even, you know, better, don't it?
It was. It tasted better too.
so what is the feeling from Titletown in itself? You know, you got the homegrown that are from Green Bay and those that are always up at Lambeau Field. So how is the green and gold looking in the midst of all of these other national teams that have come together?
Well, I think that a lot of people predicted that we would take a wide receiver. We got the fastest wide receiver in the draft, 4.28 40. We needed somebody to stretch the field. We got a talented wide receiver core. So I'm more of a defensive guy, but like I said, we got the fastest wide receiver right now, and hopefully that talent can translate into him benefiting the offense, stretching the field. We had Christian Watson he kind of been injured for the last three seasons. So what we want to do is make sure that we fill that void where we can stretch the offense so we can go to work. We definitely need a playmaker that can stretch the field. So if we can add that to the offense, it kind of opens up our playbook.
Okay.
So we excited. I see everybody excited. I don't see no – everybody just out here. It's raining. It's raining. The one thing I can see that the weather is kind of stormy, kind of wet outside, but it's not stopping the excitement. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people. Matter of fact, when I get off from talking to you, I'm going to go over there and where the crowd at, you know what I mean, to
right.
talk to more people. And probably I might, you know, when it get packed like it was yesterday, I might try to crowd surf, you know what I mean? I try to see if I can surf the crowd.
Bruh.
You know
I was about to say. Brother Z hit it before I could say it.
You out of your damn mind.
Right. Are you out of your damn mind?
Hey, we out here.
Listen.
Y'all know I was in the rock band. I told y'all I was in the rock band.
Yeah, yeah.
I might have to go back to my Iowa, Minnesota roots.
Man, listen, bro. Don't body surf, bro.
I'll just mess with you.
Don't body surf.
You know how when they get to the big cousin, they go jump in the crowd. Hey.
Right. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
I was just playing. I can't do it out here. We working, so I can't do all of that. I don't think they cover liability out here.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, man.
You know.
They see you crowd surfing, man. They might be like, deport him. I'm just
right. Hey. You know, that's why I'm going to have to broadcast live,
man.
From El Salvador.
Man, wow. That would be that would.
I'm going to give me a work permit so I can broadcast live from El Salvador.
That's
it
works. That's
they
got to
give a brother a work permit. I'll just mess with
you. A work visa, yeah. I don't know, man. Listen, man.
You're not going to jail.
Well, let me tell you, while you there, you won't be able to enjoy Cousins. I'm the Cousin Sub of the day. And you ain't going to be able to have no Cousins, man.
Well, I'll tell you this. Justin McCoy and them, they here. Mm-hmm. They'll be here. I'll be with them this evening and hanging out. So it's going to be powerful, you know. You know, our brothers and sisters, our friends at Cousins is out here serving the community. So we're going to be up there. They up here. So we're going to be hanging out.
Okay. Would you advise people, how is the traffic and getting around? Because that's a lot of damn people.
No.
Bro. Like, somebody even drive? Should they even try to drive up there now?
I'll say this. When I got here this morning, the park was $100. And it was down the street. So the closer you get, hey, maybe you
I
have
seen
to
something
go.
That said $160. So
that's what I'm saying. And then that's in the morning. Let it get packed. You know, that's for the early bird. You know, that's the early bird special.
Wow.
So it probably went up. They probably got four signs.
Man.
All right, it's time to switch up. You know how y'all do at the club. Once they get a certain pack, they all of a sudden the price that went up.
I will neither confirm nor deny that hey, I've seen that take place.
I've
Brother
seen
Z,
it
have you seen it take place? That's all I'm saying.
First to get in it was $20, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's $50.
Yeah. I've seen it happen. I will not say where. But I've seen it happen.
You know, hey, that's why I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
I know you've seen it,
bro. Well, take us to break, man. It's your show, man. I am the Cousin Sub of the day. It's time to get ready to take care of some bills. So I'm going to let you take your show to break, and then I'll come back on the other
look,
side.
Salute to Truth Nation. I appreciate the love and support. I appreciate Homer Blow for filling in Sub of the Day and doing what he do best, the legend, Homer Blow. Hey, look, when we come back, Homer Blow will have more conversation on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
We're black. Welcome back to the Tory Lowe Show. Of course, I am your cousin, Sub of the Day, the legendary Home Blow, inside and live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Of course, the Truth Talk text line to call in, 833-212-1017. Of course, make sure you're streaming us on YouTube. You can also like and subscribe while you are there. I see you. Right now, we are talking about the teen homelessness rates here in the city. Why do you think teen homelessness rates are continuing to grow higher? And when we talk about some of the teens and their out of control behaviors, how would you deal with your out of control teenager? How would you do that? Let me know your thoughts. I'm going to go to the YouTube page again. Once you're there, make sure you like and subscribe. Carlos, earlier when I had James on the line, said, "Peace, Homer. I agree with this caller. Is by force or choice?" Mile the Elephant said, "I am fortunate enough to have a family that still believes in disciplining children as a community. We have also failed at holding them accountable because we think kids will be kids." Also, Kane Black to say, "We have chosen to become our children's best friends instead of being a parent." Carlos M. said, "Rebellious teens need love and direction, not a slap to the head." Carlos, the response from Mild Elephant on the YouTube page, Carlos, he replied to Carlos, said, "What makes you think they are not loved?" You know, and then also when Tory was talking about body surfing up there at the NFL draft, Mild Elephant said, "Tory, you better not. You better not." Shout out to Gabriel the Angel, who surprised me with some Pop City 53206 mix popcorn. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm a popcorn connoisseur. So, yeah, I will definitely enjoy this. And it's the 53206 mix. You know, I just got to make sure that there's, you know, no hidden things inside, you know.
What do you mean by that?
You know, 53206, I love it. You know, shout out to Alder Woman Malele A. Cox again. So I'm going to enjoy this popcorn. I'm going to enjoy it. It is not laced with anything. I don't. There's no extra things that are added to it. So I definitely want to, again, get your thoughts. But with me, when I think about the out of control teenagers and why I believe that some of, now it's not the majority in my opinion, but I believe that some of it is from parents who are being parents that say you're not going to ruin this household because you don't want to learn, you don't want to abide by, you don't want to accept the wisdom, you don't want to take self-accountability, that the things that you are doing are leading to your own destruction. And what you not going to do is destroy this home and this household. If you think you want to be out there, then okay, go out there and have at it. Go out there and have at it, because you're not going to disrespect me in my home. You're not going to be able to do whatever it is that you want to do inside my home. It's just not going to happen. And unfortunately, if that ends up increasing the teen homelessness population growing, you know, I'm telling you, I don't want to end up having to be locked up because I had to take it up another step. Because, again, I am from the school of I brought you in this world. And if you push me, yeah, I may have to take you out of this world. Because what you're not going to do, you're not going to do that. I'm not going to accept the disrespect. I'm not going to keep coming down there to the police station. I'm not going to keep trying to lie for you in a courtroom talking about, but judge, just give him another chance. Just give her another chance. No, I'm not going to keep doing that. I mean, I will fight for my children. I will fight for my children, but I'm not going to fight if you just steadily out there doing wrong, if you steadily disrespecting the home and all of that. I'm not. So for those of you who can do it, good for you. But I know that I'm not. Let's see. Cool Breeze on the Truth Talk text line said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Yeah, it's a lot of, well, you know, with that comment, Cool Breeze, I understand the premise of that. I understand the premise of that. But here is my rebuttal. My rebuttal to that is there are some great parents out here who did train up a child in the way he or she should go. And even when they old, they just became Toys R Us adults. You feel what I'm saying? So there are some that still will rebel, even though you are working your butt off. You working your butt off to try to make sure that they don't steer off and go in that. But it's only so much you can do, in my opinion, before you have to let them learn them hard knock life lessons. They're going to have to learn them hard knock life lessons. I'm not going to just keep accepting. Well, you know, they that. Well, we're not going to do it. We ain't doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing it. I don't think that that's teaching them. I don't think that that's helping them. I think that them having to F-A-A-F-O, that you're going to have to go on and go through it. I'm not going to keep being your security blanket. And I even say that with the teen serial rapist who just turned 17 now. I am not. Hi. I'm saying hi to some people that are speaking outside of our studio window. But I am not going to just keep on giving people a pass, children or not. I'm not going to keep giving you a pass and you don't want to take no self-accountability. And I got to keep going down there. But please, you know, he helped me with my medicine. She do so much around the house. I can't tell they doing so much around the house if they always down there in the courtroom. I can't tell if they're always out at juvenile detention facility and I got to go try to get them and pick them up. I can't tell that they are doing their part. You feel what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. And that's just real talk. To Ben on the internet, let me get a story. He was just on, and he'll be black on. He's in Green Bay at the NFL draft. So he'll be checking black in next hour at 2:30. So, yep, you'll hear from him a couple more times today during the show. But during his show. But I just think that we have to take a hard line approach because I don't believe that we are helping our teenagers when they are spiraling out of control by saying, it's okay, you can hit me, you can do what you feel like you want to do to me, and I'm just going to take it, and yes, you get to bring guns in my home, you get to smoke weed in my home, pop pills in my home, drink alcohol, bring your friends over, and y'all all participating in it. You get to do whatever you want. You get to cuss out your little brother or sister. You get to cuss me out. You get to cuss your father out. You get to cuss your grandmother and your grandfather out. You get to do all of that, and you will still be able to live here under our roof. Hell no to the no. I'm not going to do it. So for those of you who can, share your recipe. You feel what I'm saying? Like, real talk. Cool Breeze said, true, Homer. And in those cases, you did all you could. And that's where I'm going. I'm like, I'm not just saying, hey, let's just give up on our children. I'm not saying, hey, no, that is not what I am saying at all. I'm saying when you, just like where you picked up exactly what I was saying, if you know that you done busted your ass to try to make sure that they don't have to go down and deal with some of the things that we may have had to deal with when we were coming up, you feel what I'm saying? And yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it. I will not do it. I don't think that that is going to help our community. And for those who do that, sometimes that means that child has to go out. They got to go. And when they want to act like, oh, they just put me out. Please, there's a reason. There's a reason. Got to get ready to take care of some bills. Again, I'd like to hear from you. And then coming up in the next hour, I would like to find out, in your opinion, how can we make it a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion? How can we make it a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion? All right. And yeah, please join the conversation. Again, the phone number to call in, the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth. While you're there, like and subscribe. We'll have more conversation on the Tory Lowe Show on the other side. This is the legendary Homer Blow, your cousin sub of the day. And we'll be black.